This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. I'm looking around the studio here, and it's just me and a couple Colts for hour number one. And I've got a couple comments, some things, observations. I'll tell you what my thoughts are. And, of course, some topics from the book. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and hour number two, Bert's going to be with us, patent engineer, radio frequency engineer. We're going to talk about DIY security system cameras, wireless, and I mentioned yesterday that we're going to talk about it. I'm not crazy about wireless, but I think, giving all the alternatives, security is important right now, so we'll be talking about that. So for those of you who are saying, yeah, well, Vinny doesn't like wireless. Right. That's true. Vinny doesn't like wireless for most reasons. I'd like to mention a few things. One, y'all know this, that profanity is unacceptable to me, right? It seems to me that people are using it more and more and more. I've seen videos of people in the media, pretty girls, swearing, using language that is unbecoming of a lady. And I replay it and I look and do they flinch? No. This is who they are. They're like this. This is their common vernacular. And when I see someone do that, whether it be male or female, someone who is in a, we'll call it a leadership position. I'm not talking about politically necessarily, but I'm talking about, someone who's in the media, someone who people pay attention to, and they use profanity. I don't pay attention to them anymore. I'm done with them. Why is that? Well, it weakens their argument. But they run out of words and they've got to resort to four-letter words? Is that what it is? To me, it weakens the argument so much that I don't think that the rest of what they have to say is of interest to me. It's a sign of disrespect. Profanity is a sign of disrespect to all of those who are in earshot. I have never had, in all my years of formal education, I'm talking about elementary school, I'm talking about high school, I'm talking about undergraduate university, graduate university, not once did any of my instructors / professors, or even the guy who would say, yeah, your instructor's not coming in today, he's sick, class is dismissed. Not even that guy. No one used profanity. It's unacceptable. Now, I've heard people say, oh, he swears like a sailor or a drunken sailor. Well, I'm here to say that my father-in-law, and I've known him for about 40 years while he was alive, was a sailor. U.S. Navy, World War II. He was a corpsman. He saw blood and gore and guts. He's been shelled. He was there. In the thick of it, I never heard him swear once. Now, it's only about 40 years. My father, I knew my father for about 60 years while he was alive. He was a U.S. Army sergeant. He was strafed by the kamikazes, the Japanese. They call them Japs. He was shot at. They wanted to kill him. And not just him. Everybody in his squad. I never heard my dad use profanity once. Maybe that's why you don't hear me use profanity. Maybe it was because of my upbringing. My mother was a lady. My mother never swore. My father never swore. I never heard my grandfathers swear. My grandmothers. My aunts or uncles. Nobody. Nobody in our family, either side, used profanity. Now, why is that? We just don't. It's not necessary. From my perspective, a person cannot win an argument with profanity. Not with me. I mean, they can yell and scream, and I can walk away. But they can't win the argument with me using profanity. Nor can they win the argument with tattoos, and nose rings, and tongue rings, and brandings, and all other kinds of disfigurements. They can't win the argument with me. Because I look at them and I say they're weak. And then some people might say, yeah, but you know, I got that tattoo when I was real, you know, I was, you know, stupid. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. They got it when they were stupid. They were younger and stupid. So, I just wanted to let you know that my position on profanity here at USA Prepares is it is absolutely, positively unacceptable. Now, has it happened? Yes, it has. And I'm here to apologize for it. It didn't come from me. I try my best to not let it happen, but it happens. It's unacceptable. It is 100% preventable by the person who utters the profanity. It seems that I am almost powerless to stop it. But I will. I will stop it. I got an email from Dr. Norm Shealy yesterday, and some of you probably got the same email. And this is not a commercial. We're running out of time. And if you would like to buy some of his supplements, he has a 10% off sale. So I just got this email, and it was, you know, it's a pre-election sale. That's what it's been called. You go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And there is a discount code, capital letters H-O-P-E, HOPE, H-O-P-E, 2020, as in HOPE 2020, one word. That'll get you 10% off. And he'll pay the same price that I do. And if you decide that you want your youth formula, 120 capsules, I think it's $16 plus 10% off. I take it every day, many times a day. This is not a commercial. Dr. Shealy does not pay me for this. As a matter of fact, I wrote him an email and I said, Dr. Shealy, may I pass along your sale code for 10% on the air tomorrow. May I do that? And he said, yes, thank you. Okay. So it's not like there's a financial relationship. There is none. It's just I think it is the best in the business. That's why I take it. I can take a different supplement. I can buy some vitamin C someplace else. But I buy his. Because his isn't just vitamin C. It's vitamin C plus MSM. And it's not 1,000 milligrams, it's 2,000 milligrams. Plus 1,000 milligrams of MSM. Okay. I'm just sharing some things that have happened and my reactions to them. Okay, so AutoZone called. And we do a lot of business with AutoZone, and we happen to like them. For the most part, their parts are pretty darn good. Now, a lot of them come from China. I don't want you to think that, you know, we still make parts in the United States. We hardly do. But it seems that AutoZone has some staff at the corporate level, the buyers, if you will, and maybe they've got some people who have some mechanical and engineering expertise, and they look at the parts and they say, no, this isn't going to work for us. We're not going to put our, you know, our house brand on it, Duralast brand on it. We won't sell that. So generally speaking, the parts that they do sell are okay. They're pretty good. And we get better prices than most of the shops because there are different prices in automobile parts. If you walk in off the street and you're just, you know, a do-it-yourselfer and you say, hey, I need some brakes and I've got a, you know, 2,000 whatever, they'll look it up and they'll say, here are the brakes, here's the price. You want the good, better, best. Here are the three prices. And you pick one and they'll hand you the brakes and you pay for it. Well, we don't do it quite that way. We know exactly what the part number is. We know what the application is. We look it up and we say, here's what we're looking for. What part number do you have? And they'll give us the part number and we'll say, good, that's the one we have too. So we verify with them that their number is right. Well, and then we say, so how much is it? And then they'll say, well, here's the price. And we'll go, okay, but we can get it for less. Here's how much we'll pay for it. And they'll say, okay, we'll match it. Right? Now, they deliver to us. So it's really, it works out really nicely. Now, we don't make them go crazy. We don't have them come out for, you know, $2 parts. And we are one of their best customers. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. We don't advertise. There's no sign. There's no yellow pages. There's no internet presence. It's all word of mouth. Our phone number doesn't even say the name of the company. Their regional guy called up yesterday. And I happened to be near the phone. In the shop after the broadcast, and I heard the call. And he called up, and he introduced himself, and he said he wants to come over. And our son said, well, I appreciate that, but thanks anyway. No thanks. It's appointment only. He said, well, I've got some good news for you, and I want to tell you about some, you know, some changes. They're all good and, you know, benefit you and so forth. And my son said, great. Well, why don't we do it over the phone? And so the upshot of this whole thing was, we want to lower your prices. We want to lower your prices. So they have a computer system, and they can override, or they can put in different levels of pricing based on their customers. So they can say, well, we've got the ABC company, and we'll give them X pricing. And we've got the DEF company, and we'll give them a little better. And we've got the XYZ, and we'll give them even better. So they offered to lower our prices. Very interesting to me. Now, why is that? Well, I can only think of a couple reasons. Number one, we don't cause problems. Number two, they realize that the business is growing. And number three, they realize that sales in general for auto parts is down. So put all that together and the big guy calls. I'm just sharing information, you know, to help you connect dots. I'm also telling you that if you would like, you don't have to pay full price. You know, I went into O'Reilly's years ago. We've been doing business with O'Reilly's for about 11 years. They're a chain store. Actually, they're one of the largest businesses in the state of Missouri, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, believe it or not. I'm not kidding. I think they're number nine. Largest business in the state of Missouri, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that when I come back. Just me today and a couple of calls. And a couple? That's two. A couple is two. A few is three. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
2 years ago, I walked into O'Reilly's Auto Parts. And we've been doing business with them for 11 years or so at the time. And maybe even more than that, maybe closer to 15. And, you know, we had an account with them. So we could just walk in and use the secret password. And they would charge the purchase, you know, to our account. And it worked really well. Except for one thing. We never got better prices than anybody else. So we had an account with them. For years. But yet, we paid the same price as some guy who, you know, might have been traveling by and not bought a lot of stuff from that particular location or that company. And it kind of frosted me. So I was in there one day and I wanted to buy a compressor for our John Deere tractor. It's a model 2950. It has a General Motors compressor. And they don't make them anymore, so the only ones you can get are rebuilt ones. And they had one. And I went in and asked him what the price was. This was the good old days, years ago. He gave me the price, and I thought, that's the same price as on the internet, you know, from their store. Why aren't they giving me a better price? So I asked him. So I said, so what's the deal? You know, we've had an account for years and years, over a decade. What's the deal? How come we don't get a better price than this? And the guy said, well, it depends on volume. You know, the more you spend, the lower the price. And I said, we've been spending money for years here. We have an account. We've had it for years here. And we keep hearing the same thing. And we keep talking to you guys. And we keep getting the runaround. And you don't lower our prices. I said, you know, if I crouched down and I looked out the window. Now, the guy was behind the counter, and if he looked kind of through me, he could see AutoZone across the road. And I said, you know, those guys over there, AutoZone, those guys, they give us better prices than you do. And so the guy behind the counter said, yeah, well, they want your business. And I said, I got it. I'm going to go give it to them. I'm going to give them our business. He said, well, I'll tell you what. Let's see what we can do. And they lowered the price 10%. They said, you know what? I think we can get down to 15% off. What I'm telling you is you don't have to pay the asking price. Okay? Now, that experience was painful for me. Why did I have to go through that? And so the O'Reilly's guy was telling me that AutoZone will do more for us to get our business. And, you know, light bulb went off, and I thought, I got to be out of my mind to be shopping at O'Reilly. So how much business does O'Reilly get from us? I don't know, maybe 0.1% of what they used to get as a result of right then and there, that time, that incident. So we vote with our wallet. People who take care of us, we're loyal to them. But if they don't reciprocate, after a while, we lose interest. And you can do the same kinds of things. Let me give you another example. So we've been dealing with this propane company for 15 years. And they've been pretty good. And all of a sudden, you know, we call a local office, you know, 20-something miles away. The gal's been there for, you know, years, decade. And all of a sudden, we call the local number and we get corporate headquarters out of state. And the price goes up about 70%, 70%. And I'm thinking, what's going on? So we call back later, you know, a couple weeks later. And you know what? They know who we are. They've got this screen that says telephone number, Vincent Finelli. And they've got the quote, and they read it off. And the price stays the same. The price doesn't fluctuate. Now, I'm looking at the market price on the Internet, and I know what propane costs wholesale. And I'm thinking it should have come down, but it didn't. So they've got this system where they can remember what they told you, this computer system, right? Well, ultimately, I finally found the number for the local office. And I called, and I got the gal, and she remembered me from years and years and years ago. She said, you still on the radio? I said, yeah. Price came down about 70%, 70%. Companies will skin you if you let them. I'm not going to let them. I'm going to tell you another propane story. Boy, I was hoping to get through more today. Half of this hour is almost gone. I'm going to tell you another story about another propane company. And I'll tell you, I've got a lot to tell you today. You might find it a little bit interesting.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans have a choice Tuesday. They can vote for President Trump or Joe Biden. The contrast between the two candidates really stands out. The Midwest will see the most campaigning Friday from both candidates. Officials arrest a second suspect in the Nice, France church attack Thursday. The AP is reporting a judicial officer, not authorized to be named publicly, said Friday the second suspect is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the incident. There's more to the full moon Halloween. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
NASCAR's Xfinity 500 takes place Sunday from the Old School Track in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top 5 in every short track last year. I mean, I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
The race on NBC starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Police say 2 people were shot and killed in Sylmar, California during unruly celebrations following the Dodgers World Series victory Wednesday. Illegal fireworks, vandalism, graffiti, and car spinouts were the celebrations of choice. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Not just me for this hour, Denver Bertonis. We'll be talking about do-it-yourself wireless security cameras, hour number 2. So there was a company that sells propane. I was checking prices, and I thought, you know what? During this this time when they wanted to fleece me for another 70%, the company that I was dealing with for years and years and years and been loyal to, I decided to shop around. So I called a company, another company in town, and I asked them about their propane prices. And I said, I own my own tanks. And I only call when there's a large delivery. We're not going to drive you crazy. We'll call you and we'll pay you for it right then and there when you show up. And that's how we'd like to transact business with you. Oh, good. So what's the price? Well, what are you going to use it for? What do you mean, what am I going to use it for? Well, is it for home heating? Is it for hot water? Is it to heat your house? Do you have a barn? Does that make a difference? Well, yeah, it makes a difference. So, you see, Mr. Finelli, depending on what you're going to do with the propane, that determines the price. Yeah. So I said something to the effect, you got to be kidding me. So if I were to buy gasoline from you, and you're telling me if I'm going to go to town with it, or I'm going to ride around on my farm with it, there's different prices. Now, I know there's a difference in taxes. Yes, farmers don't pay tax on fuel for the farm. But if I go to town with it, yeah, I do pay tax on that. Well, what they're telling me is depending on what I'm going to do with the propane, they would charge me a different amount. And I said, forget it. What I'm trying to share with you is business is changing very, very quickly. Who would ever have thought that there would be a different price for the same thing based on what you're going to do with it? You go to the store and you say, I want to buy a hammer. And they say, well, what are you going to do with it? Well, I my wife wants me to hang these pictures. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. As long as you're not going to use it for, building a wall. Now, if you can use it for building a wall, that's a different price. Same hammer, right? We're not going to put up with this. Our country is falling apart right in front of our eyes. And it's easy to prove. And let me prove it to you right now. So, in 1971, the price of gold in U.S. denominated dollars was 35. 1 ounce of gold was 35 U.S. dollars. In 2020, rough numbers, around $1,900. How much has the value of the dollar lost in terms of purchasing power since 1971? Well, you can do the arithmetic. $35 in 1971, $1,900 roughly in 2020. It's dropped in value compared to gold 98%. I'm not making this up. I'm going to prove it to you. I remember numbers like this. So in 1970, I was alive in 1971. I was alive in the 1950s. I was alive in the early 1950s. So how much was a dozen eggs? Now, eggs were considered pretty expensive back in the 70s, 1971. 59 cents a dozen. Potatoes were 99 cents for 10 pounds. Bacon, 80 cents a pound. How much is bacon today? It's getting close to $6, $7, $8 a pound? Or is it one of those new and improved fun-size pounds, which is 12 ounces, three-quarters of a pound? Bacon was 80 cents a pound. Sirloin steak, $1.19. How much is that now? I don't know. I really don't know. A loaf of bread was somewhere around 25 cents. I remember my mom paying 17 cents for it. Ketchup, standard size ketchup. I'm not talking about the fun size. I'm talking about standard size glass jar, plastic cap ketchup, 19 cents. Tomato soup. Now, that would be something like Campbell's. Tomato soup, concentrated tomato soup, 10 cents a can. Pork chops, 59 cents a pound. Pot roast, 59 cents a pound. They had things called TV dinners. They were kind of fun. There were these aluminum trays, you put them in the oven, and you didn't even have to cook. You had to remember to buy them, but you didn't have to cook. 39 cents a piece. Onions, 9 cents a pound. Oranges, 7 cents a pound. Gas, 36 cents a gallon. you could buy a car for, oh, a $3,000 neighborhood. Tires. And these had white walls. I don't even know if they make white wall tires anymore. I haven't seen them. Now, white walls, they were the expensive ones. They're about $2 more. $13 a piece. Motor oil, 25 cents a quart. Motor oil, 25 cents a quart. You can't get the cheap stuff for less than 10 times that now. A men's suit was $40. And that's a suit. That's like a coat, pants, maybe even a vest. $40. Men's dress shoes. Now, they were made in America. They weren't these Chi-Com thin, substandard pieces, parts, leather. They were $22, and they would last 30 years. Okay. So I just wanted to share with you some of the prices, and I just proved to you that your purchasing power has gone down 98% compared to gold. The guy who's CEO right now, in my opinion, has failed us. Now, I know some people aren't going to like that. He and his advisors have mismanaged the coronavirus. Now, I'm not saying Jumpin' Joe's better. He's worse. Let me give you the real numbers, and I'll give you a timeline. Right now, as of yesterday, there are 9.2 million infected cases of the coronavirus. 9.2 million in the United States as of yesterday. As of yesterday, there were 91,500 new cases yesterday. 91,500, just say 91,000 new cases of the coronavirus yesterday. Yesterday, there were 1,047 deaths. The total number of deaths in the United States, just the United States, so far, as of yesterday, 234,000. Let me give you the timeline. And I'm going to tell you how, I'm going to prove to you how they mismanaged this. I have not changed my tone nor tune one iota on this. I think I'm the only guy who says this is real, this is dangerous, this is expensive, it's a killer, and pay attention and be careful. I can't believe that we're still hearing that this is not real. And this is the CEO saying this. January 20th this year, the first confirmed case of the coronavirus was announced in Washington State. January 22nd. Yep, we have a plan. January 22nd, we have it under control. January 24th, two cases, and we appreciate China's efforts and transparency. January 25th, five cases. This is just the United States, right? And the U.S. experts are on top of the situation 24/7. This is coming from Corporate Central, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., United States of America, planet Earth. January 30th, seven cases confirmed in the United States. U.S. has a very little problem with five cases. I'm not making these words up. This is coming right from Corporate Central. January 31st, eight cases confirmed. February 5th, 11 cases. February 7th, with warmer weather, virus hopefully becomes weaker with warmer weather and then gone. Huh. February 10th, 12 confirmed cases. February 23rd, 51 confirmed cases. Situation is very much under control. We're very much involved. We're very, very cognizant of everything going on. We have it very much under control in this country. That's what the boss said. February 24th, 51 cases. February 25th, 57 cases. February 26th, 58 cases. Press conference. The 15 cases in the U.S. within a couple days is going to be down close to zero. Let me repeat that. The 15 case, this is the boss. The 15 cases in the U.S. within a couple days is going to be close to zero. And they go on, he goes on to say, the flu in our country kills from 25,000 people to 69,000 people a year. That was shocking to me, he said. And so far, if you look at what we've had with the 15 people in the recovery, one is pretty sick, hopefully we recover, but the others are in great shape. But we think of that 25,000 to 69,000. And again, when you hear we have 15 people and within a couple of days we're going to be down as close to zero, that's a pretty good job we've done, said the president during a coronavirus task force briefing at the White House. I just told you that as of yesterday, the number is 9 million infected in the United States. And I just told you that it was 91,500 new cases yesterday. And I just told you that 1,047 died yesterday. And the total deaths in the United States are 234,000. February 27th, 60 cases confirmed in the U.S. A couple days later, February 29th, 74 cases. March 4th, 217 cases. March 6th, 402 cases. These are all confirmed. March 9th, 959 cases. I can skip, fast forward through some of this, right? March 13th, 2,700. March 16th, 6,400. March 24th, 65,000. March 29th, 161,000. April 3rd, 273,000. They have mismanaged the whole McGillivray, the boss. And if you believe he has a plan, I suggest you think again. Now, the other guy's worse. Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, he's worse.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, sounds like I've been pretty hard on the boss. Well, he deserves it. Because he's not paying attention and he's listening to the wrong people. Jumpin' Joe has been around for a long time. Almost 50 years in the political circus. This, you may not believe this, class, but he's run for president before. This is his third run. First time he ran was about 32 years ago, and twice since then. He can't help it. He's so greedy that he thinks he can run the country, the most complex organization on the planet. He thinks he can run it. He doesn't even know who he's running against. Now, I've been saying for years, never reelect anyone. Well, you're not going to have a chance to reelect anyone because your vote doesn't count. Well, at least I don't think it does. I'm so confident that my vote doesn't count, I'm not even going to cast my opinion. As you go to the poll, it's like, who would you like? If you had a choice, who would you prefer of these two bozos? And it's always two bozos. I'm not just talking about the two right now. I'm talking about, it's always, we cast our opinion for the lesser of two evils. Well, I'm not doing it anymore. I didn't vote the last time, and I'm not voting this time. I'm not going to be part of this charade. I don't believe my vote counts. It didn't count the last time. It was the Electoral College that decided, and they'll do it again. And those guys can be bought and paid for. But I've got some really good news for you. It's hardly ever that we have good news, right? But I've got some. The White House yesterday ended the COVID-19 pandemic. They ended it. It's over. That's what they say. Their scientists say that the COVID pandemic is over. Except for the problem that hospitals have been turning away patients because they're overfull. and overwhelmed. And I guess we're special. France has been hit so hard that as of today, there is a lockdown. You're not going anywhere without paperwork in France. There's a mass exodus out of the cities. People are terrified in France. Look it up. You have papers, please. Just like the Third Reich. Papers, please. And how long is it going to last? Well, until December in France. It's happened in Australia. Gwyneth has told us about it. She's at Ground Zero. She told us about it. Now it's in France. Now, but that's okay because the COVID-19 pandemic is over here in the United States, according to the White House. If you believe anything that comes out of the White House, you are an idiot. They said yesterday, we've got the best economy ever. Ever. Really? We have people out of work. We have people who can't pay their bills, their mortgage, their car payment, their rent payment, their electric bill. Stores are closing at record rates. You look at any video of downtown New York City, it is vacant. You look at what's happening with this election. The National Guard is deployed throughout the country. The stores are boarded up. Businesses are boarded up because they know that on Tuesday, it's going to be a mess. And as Gwyneth said to me on the phone privately, remember the 5th of November. That's a couple days later. After this election, she thinks it'll take a couple days before the violence gets even worse than on the selection day. And you can look up the quote. Remember the 5th of November. And it's V for Vendetta. I think the whole thing is pretty terrifying. It's remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and smoke. Now, I'm not advocating it. She's not advocating it. It's just something she said. And you know what? I think she's right on the money. There was a little get-together. Biden had one. The president had one. The president was wall-to-wall-to-wall-to-wall with people. And it was so hot in Florida yesterday when he had his little get-together with these thousands of people. They had to spray him with water. Keep him cool. It was 86 degrees. Jumpin' Joe's people were in their own cars, separated social distancing by being in their own vehicles. What was in the water? How would you like to be at one of these parties where you get to see your guy and you get sprayed with a mist of water to keep you cool? What's in the water? And what would happen with the water as a spreader, a super spreader? I think we're going to find out in a couple of months what an event that was, what a mistake that was, and how many people got sick.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.